Are things looking up on the jobs front? Well, the government says private sector employers added 163,000 jobs last month, the best pace of hiring in 5 months. However, the unemployment rate ticked up to 8.3% from 8.2% in June.
So how are the presidential candidates talking about it? Joining us to give us what's happening, Gwen Ifill, moderator of Washington Week. Hello, Gwen.
Hello.
So let's talk about reaction to these numbers from the president and Mitt Romney.
Yeah, well, you know, the president came out and said what he has said for basically the last, 6 months? This is not as good as it ought to be. It ought to be better, and we're going to get better. But then he added this extra, but it will only get worse if you elect the other guy. So every reaction now becomes part of a political reaction, even if he's standing in the White House as he was today with, you know, middle-class voters arrayed behind him. It still became an opportunity to say the other guy will make it worse. And then Mitt Romney, who was campaigning today, came out and he said the problem with Barack Obama, and he's been saying this increasingly, is that you may have voted for him last time, you may have thought had high hopes for him, but he just doesn't know how to fix this. He's had a lot of time to fix this, that as long as this unemployment rate remains over 8%, that this is a failed presidency. And so he is saying, by the time if you elect me, I will restore these jobs, I will not raise your taxes, no matter what the Obama people are saying. In other words, everything on the first Friday of the month boils down from now on to politics. To politics.
Mm-hmm. And we still have 3 months to go until the elections. Some polls out this week indicating President Obama with a fairly good lead in three key battleground states. How do you look at that?
Well, you know, I'm calling this the running in place week, because when you look at it, you look at those numbers and you see that the president has a slight edge, but it's not a big edge in these battleground states. And there are maybe it tops only seven states that we're watching, and nothing seems to be moving. We're waiting for big shoes to drop, whether it's a vice presidential nominee or something to happen in this race, because right now in August, when people are watching the Olympics or lying on a beach, they're not paying very close attention. But the candidates are very focused in trying to seize the narrative from one another. And that's what this is all about. You see these polls frozen. You see Congress leave town without a whole lot done. You see the unemployment rate kind of bobble around where it's been for the past several months. And you realize that something has to happen, probably not until after Labor Day, to push us out of this stall.
All right, Gwen, thanks. Have a happy weekend.
You too.
Washington Week with Gwen Ifill, a National Journal, airs tonight at 8 on TV 26.